listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk radio station in the world. You guys have just tuned in to the Vibration Station. This is LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got my co-host, Josh. What's up, brother?
How you doing, David?
Hey, man.
How you doing, man?
Just another beautiful day in the studio. We got a great setup for you guys today. A lot of energy, a lot of positive vibrations running in the air. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Listen up, guys. Today we're going to kick off a great, great show for you. We have amazing artists in the studio with us. Before we get to know them and they introduce themselves, we're just going to show you a little bit what they're about. This is Reseda Stomp by the one and only 747. Check it out.
No!
And guys, that is 7:47 to kick it off. Reseda Stump. Right now in the studio, we have Tino and Daniel, two members from 7:47. What's going on, guys?
Just hanging out today. Trying to get out of the heat, actually.
Yeah, absolutely,
man. It's roasting out there today.
Yes, it is. San Fernando Valley. It's at its greatest, man. Summertime. So, guys, we all love your music, obviously. We greatly appreciate it. And as all of you listeners know, the Vibration Station is a huge supporter of music. We are musicians ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we have cool cats to come in the studio and just spread fucking great music, man. That's just what it's all about. Everybody wants to know, how long have you guys been together?
About 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
10 years.
It's been quite a long time, but a good ride.
That's cool. And Tino and Daniel, you guys are brothers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Are you guys close in age or?
Nah, he's no. 10 years. He's 10
yeah, it's
years
about a 10-year difference. Yeah.
No way, man.
Everything's about 10 years.
Yeah. Seems like it. That's funny, man. Well, first of all, just to let the listeners know, you guys like to classify yourselves as, you know, just rock and roll, obviously. You got rock and roll, rockabilly, and a little bit of punk rock.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool, man. What are some of your inspirations?
Shit. I'd have to say I love bands like Brian Setzer.
Okay.
Jimmy Page is probably my favorite.
For sure.
Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, Elvis by far.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I like all the old punk rock bands, you know, like Minor Threat and Black Flag. And
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bands like Jane's Addiction, just, you know, and Black Sabbath especially.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
All molded into one damn thing, you know?
Yeah.
But it's hard. There's so many things that you want to explore, but then you hear something and you dig it and you're kind of like,
oh,
you know what?
Dude.
Let's try that.
Hell yeah.
I totally agree. And Josh is a musician as well. And he's actually literally I've said this before on the air. He is one of the most amazing trombone players I've ever seen to this day. He's fucking rips the trombone.
You are too kind.
Whatever it is, dude.
Maybe you could come down and put some stuff on our next album.
There you go, man.
We're looking to explore some new things in the new album. So, Josh, if you're interested, come on down.
Thank you so much. Hell yeah, dude. That's a good time.
I heard your first track, and when you said one of your inspirations was Elvis, I heard the style.
Yeah.
I heard the style, a little bit of Elvis incorporated in there. Like, I really liked it. You had a whole bunch of different styles in there incorporated from Elvis and a whole bunch of other rock bands. I thought that was really, really cool.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
And Tino, you even got the Elvis look going on, man. Like, if you guys were in the studio right now, if we had like TV radio, you know what I mean? You could see Tino's looking pretty fly, guys. He's got his white tee and his slick back hair. Oh shit, man.
You know what? I've actually heard from many people that he reminds them of Mike Ness from Social Distortion.
Oh yeah.
I've heard that a million times and he doesn't want to hear it.
You should have been over at our last show we had a birthday party the other weekend.
Oh yeah.
And I actually wore the complete Elvis suit. We did a set with like 3-4 Elvis songs in there, and then a few other ones and stuff. But
that's great.
It was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, dude. That's great. That's really cool. So what genre do you guys mostly focus on? What's your main squeeze?
I think our backbone is just good old rock and roll.
Cool.
You know, and then we pepper everything as we go.
Hell yeah.
That's the best answer right there.
Yeah.
That's the best answer.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. Absolutely.
That's great, man.
It all started with good old rock and roll, and
hell yeah,
went from there.
Right? You picked up your first guitar, and we'll ask Tino. When did you first start did you discover your passion for music? Should I say?
When I was about 5 years old, probably.
Ooh, totally.
Wow. I had a buddy around the corner that actually turned me on to the Elvis Golden Records album.
No shit,
and
that's
the funny
cool.
thing about that is of all the artists. Since I was that young, that's the only one that I've never gotten sick of.
Really?
But about that time, and then when I was in grammar school, I used to do these Elvis things, like in third or fourth grade, where my mother had actually made me these suits, and we did these things. And,
yeah.
You know, just time went by, and my dad was a musician, too, so...
Oh, very cool.
Had a lot of guitars around the house and amps, and about the time I was 12, 13 years old, I started picking up stuff, and... tearing things apart, wiring things together to get more, you know, louder sound. And
hell yeah,
a couple guys from the neighborhood, we just started playing together and trading off instruments. And next thing you know it, boom, started our first band.
There you go. What was the name of your first band?
First band was called Tattered Fusion.
Tattered Fusion?
Yeah.
That's funny. And Daniel, what about you, man? When was the first time you discovered your passion for
music? You know what? I always had a you know, liking for music. My dad always played music, so I right. enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening to it. And Tino, actually, when I was growing up, obviously he's 10 years older,
right.
had the back room of the house was a converted garage.
No way. That's cool, man.
He had his band in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say it, Tino. Keyboards and all. He was going at it. Any chance he had, he was going at it. So I'd go in there and sit and watch. And
hell yeah.
The love started there, and it just continued, you know. And about, I don't know, what was I, 15? Maybe 15 or 16, Tino gave me a black Telecaster that my dad had given to him, and that's where it began.
Wow.
That's great.
That's cool, guys.
Show me how to play.
That's amazing. That's really cool. So you guys just one day, you're jamming around or whatever, and you're like, oh, I think we want to make a band. Let's call it 747. How did this start out?
No, actually, I had a band called Horchata.
Okay.
And
hey, that's some good shit, man. Horchata, and, the rice milk, the good stuff.
We were playing around, and I had another singer, a friend of mine. His name is, oddly enough, Dan. And you know, things were coming to a close. And there was sure. you know, some internal problems with the band, so I had decided to leave. And you know, you go through that frustration thing. You know what? I'm tired of bands. I'm gonna stop do this. And right. you know, 2 days later, I was like, hey, Dan, you know, you're singing.
You know what?
You can do this guy's parts. Why don't you come in and we're going to start something new? So
yeah. Cool, man.
Got into the studio and fired it up. And about 2 weeks later, we did our first show.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
It was pretty funny. I was hanging out, you know, at my place at the time, and Tino showed up with a picture of a 40-ounce beer bottle. It said 7, and where the 40 was, 40 and 7. He said, so what do you think? I'm like, that's pretty cool. He goes, no, you want to play? I said, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, man.
And like you said, that's we went good. At it, and we were playing a couple weeks later.
Yeah, the drummer that was from Horchata was started the band with us.
Okay.
Dropped out about a week later and disappeared for God knows how long until somebody found it. It was kind of like went off the deep end.
One of those.
And
yeah.
he was starting a band at the time. What are they called?
A band called Broke Folk, which actually had our drummer at the time because after he left, and our current bass player was in that band.
Oh, cool. Nice.
I joined up with them, started jamming with them, and didn't really work out. So when I came over with Tino, they wanted to play, so they came over and. Rest is history.
There you go.
Yeah, now he actually started out on the bass for this band, and then the bass player just kind of came to a show and said,
yeah, he actually offered. He's like, you know what? I'll teach you how to play bass. I said, you know, why don't you just come play bass? I'll go back to guitar. And
for sure.
That's where it went.
Make it a lot easier.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, that's great how that all started out. Now, you guys have quite the following, actually. If you for listeners out there, you can check them out on ReverbNation/7, spelled SEVEN, the number 40, that's 40, and then 7, SEVEN, with no spaces, 747, no spaces. You can check them out. They have a few songs up on their Reverb Nation. They also have two albums that they have put together and have come out with. They also have really fucking cool stickers. If you guys want to...
I want a sticker, David.
Purchase them.
There's actually a third album, which is the very first one, that's available on www.rankoutsiderrecords.com.
Very cool.
It's on digital only right now because we did it so long ago and then re-released it on the Rank Outsider Records.
That's great, man. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the label that you guys are under? It's an indie label, Rank Outsider Records.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a label that was formed by Lazy Cowgirls singer Pat Todd.
Okay.
Who now is fronting Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders.
Very cool.
But there's a lot of great bands on there. Born Liars, The Humpers. God, there's so many on there. There's a band out of Vegas that's really, really good. God, what are they called? What was that band?
You know what? They actually, in a Rank Outsider Records,
I'm
is for the,
right now.
For the
no,
bands.
No worries,
you know? They're one of the labels that are for the bands they support. You
right.
know? And it's great. It's a good. It's a really good community of bands and just good people. Good vibes, Dave.
There you go, bro. You're in the right place,
now,
man.
I think there's about 30 bands on the label.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
if
great.
You check it out on the website for the Rank Outsider
Records. They offer distribution, correct?
Yeah, well, the distribution is through Burnside.
Yeah.
So very cool. So yeah, definitely check them out, guys. Definitely check them out. Rank Outsider Records, right? But something that I actually really appreciate about independent labels is how they really do get so involved with the artist. You know what I mean? There's so much music, and I'm sure you guys being musicians are very familiar with this, but there's so much music in the mainstream on the radio that's out there today that, sure, you know, the artist has a label, but the music itself isn't self-inspiring. You know, it's either written by somebody else or, you know, the label that the artist is under, you know, is pretty much, you know, they're a puppet under it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're in control of what your next move is.
You don't want to use the word soulless, but it kind of is because there's nothing behind it. There's no heart behind the music.
There's just not.
Basically, this is what you're playing. Here's the sheet. Go for it.
Exactly. And I think that our world, actually, especially with the internet and just the insane expansion of opportunity that lies within, you know, communication and spreading music and stuff, like, it just, independent labels have been, you know, just blowing up, man. And I truly find, through my personal opinion, that most independent labels and most artists that are under an independent label or are, you know, playing music and putting music out there that's self-written, self-inspired, and really has an energy behind it, you know, like emotion, a feeling that really comes with the music. That is the kind of music and the kind of feel that our world is going to start to really shift into. I feel like people are getting more conscious and more aware of how much bullshit, like, is really on the radio. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I also, yeah. There's so many people out there that are willing to support independent artists. You know, there's such an amazing amount of support out there. So that's a really cool thing what you guys are doing. I was going to ask, do you guys want to play a quick live set for us?
Sure.
A little acoustic show, 747
sure.
in the studio.
Yeah, we can do that.
Awesome, guys. So this is 747. Do you want to say like a song you guys are playing or?
Yeah, let me just ask him a quick.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's the pre-show.
The pre-show. Countdown.
Countdown band meeting.
Countdown.
Pre-show countdown.
I had a question for you.
Okay, let's hear it, Josh. Let's hear it, brother.
You were talking about the quality of music nowadays, right?
Absolutely.
Nowadays, right? It's not good.
It's not good. It's not.
You go on K-Rock.
Right.
The music is not as good as it used to be about five years ago.
It's not.
What is it?
You know, I honestly, man, I think that a lot of it has to do... Okay, I don't know. I have no idea. My guess would be a lot of it has to do with, you know, just the expansion of industries and the expansion of, you know, the whole kind of like music industry and just trying to find any way, shape, or form that you, not you, the individual, but, you know, that the record companies and the producers and everything can, you know, make an extra dollar. I think it all revolves around money, which is actually really, really sad and defeats the whole purpose of music.
And I've noticed, you know, in the past, like, I've heard stories of big-time bands,
right.
You know, going on to like, poetry websites and buying up rights to poetry
totally.
And turning them into huge songs where the actual artist that wrote that
don't
get any credit for it.
They don't get any compensation.
They don't get any credit. They bought the rights, so on the albums it actually has the band's name on there.
No creativity at all.
Any credit for
nothing.
It.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And
nothing.
It's insane because obviously they're playing it like they're feeling this because of whatever and whatnot, you know, family pressure and whatever.
Right.
When it's not even their words.
It's not even their words. I agree.
It's crazy,
Daniel.
How that goes.
Now,
it's
fucked,
I don't
man.
Believe it.
I agree.
In your guys' opinion, where do you think rock is heading towards? Is it dying? Is it a dying breed of music? What where's it going right now?
No, because
it
always
goes. Rock and roll will never die.
Yeah.
Rock and roll will never die.
Even
exactly.
when it goes in a lull, there's always somebody to save it.
Always a smart one there.
There's an unsung hero out there somewhere.
Totally.
Somebody's going to discover it, and next thing you know it, boom, there's a new trend out there.
Yeah,
Tino,
totally.
You're looking at him right now. That's right.
There you go, man. There you go. But, in
you
the
know,
flesh.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, it's circular. It always comes around, you
absolutely.
Know, and it's going to, you know, maybe it's in a lull right now with all these, you know, I don't want to say whiny singers, but I mean, that's basically
yeah,
all
absolutely.
You hear.
I
it's
going
to come back to real rock
it's
and roll.
Just like, you know, when the 80s music came out, and all of a sudden there was all these hair bands, and everything started looking and sounding alike, you know, and then boom, next thing you know, you had these bands that busted out, you know, the Nirvanas and all that
stuff. The grunge bands.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden it kind of went through a lull for a little bit, and then
right.
all of a sudden bands like Tool came out.
Right. Totally. Know, but they with every like, it's almost like a generation of music. You know what I mean? With every generation that comes by, there's always a new perk in it. You know, there's always something added.
Definitely.
Something that I have been talking about with my friends for quite some time now is how you look at, you know, the like Talking Heads. You know what I mean? Like that kind of like techno. Like you just can't get enough. Yeah. Just can't get it. You know, like this is not my beautiful house. This is not my. And then you have like, you know, that's still kind of like that techno feel. You know, and then you have like the disco dance, and then now, you know, in today's world, you have, you know, all these like Skrillex, who's this, you know, DJ or whatever. You have all these electronic artists, and like that's the new thing, man. Electro music. All these kids are like, oh, let's go to a rave.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's like,
what happens?
What happened to the fucking disco,
what
dude?
Happens,
like,
yeah. What happens?
Like I said, it all comes around.
It does.
What happens when I unplug the power cable? Yeah. No more music. No more music for them.
Yeah.
You're only gonna be able to play the drums and the. That's the
it's
way
true.
It should be. You
it's
shouldn't
true.
Rely on technology to make all of your music.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more, Josh. 747, do you guys, do you want to kick off your acoustic song?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
I don't want to be. Okay.
Cool, man.
This one is, what the hell, I'm kind of drawing a blank on that one right now.
Okay. This one's called I Don't Want to Be Saved. Go ahead, Tino, talk about
it. Great. This is 747, I Don't Want to Be Saved. We got Tino and Daniel live in the studio with the Vibration Station crew. Check it out, guys.
Sometimes I wish I was dead. So don't tell me how to live my life. Do what I gotta do to get by. Yeah, got it hand out of my way. Don't fuck with me, cause I don't wanna be saved. My problems, mammon and doubt. But through it all, you know I kept my head. Still ain't got no tomorrow. Sometimes I wish I was dead.
I was digging that, man. I was digging it. I was grooving the whole entire way.
That was great, guys.
Thank you.
That was absolutely amazing. I was actually while you guys were playing in the studio, I wrote on my little notepad. They're really great.
Thank you.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Much appreciated.
It's
awesome.
It's true. You guys really have a talent there. Daniel, are you the only singer in the band?
No, we actually both trade off.
Okay, very cool. That's awesome. Has anyone told you kind of have like a grungy feel to your voice? Like kind of like a little like hint of like a Kurt Cobain-ish, like kind of that like Ray, yeah, you know, that like
no,
Ray,
no,
yeah. It was
not
good.
Not really.
Man.
I just, you know,
that thing
I haven't really
great,
heard much
dude.
About it other than, you know, it's good enough to sing in a band.
It's so. Great, man. No, I
Thank
really,
you. I appreciate
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, bro. I really dig it. It's, definitely, there's definitely passion behind it, which is cool. I've definitely had my experiences with a fair share of artists that the music is there and they love the music and they get it and, you know, people dig it and whatever, but it's just the passion. You know, there's passion behind it, but there's a little bit of like a lack of sincerity behind the voice. You know what I mean? And you, you can definitely tell the passion. You can feel the sincerity behind your voice, behind, you know, the guitars even. You know, you feel it, man. That was really good. I'm definitely stoked to have you guys in the studio. And I think probably we're going to have you play another one in about 10 minutes. That's
Sounds
cool
good.
With you guys. So let's see. You guys have been going for 10 years now. You're on a label. How long have you had your label for?
Rank Outsider, we've been on for about... probably 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you guys are very familiar with the label. How or were you guys signed with any other label before Rank Outsider?
No, we had a kind of our own little label called Rice Rudder Records for a little while.
Cool, that, man.
And I ended up playing with Pat Todd for a little over a year.
Great. After, wow.
Well, I played with a band, which a lot of the members from this band have kind of circled through. There's a European band, which is based out of Los Angeles, called The Deep End.
Okay.
And they were on People Like You Records out in Germany.
Right.
And kind of all of the members of this band have revolved inside and out to help out the singer, Fate Fatal, through the years. Bass player's still playing there. Our former drummer, Dar, is currently his drummer right now.
Oh, that's funny.
And we just, everyone's kind of recycled through it. And then now the original drummer from that band is kind of our drummer right now, so
right.
Everyone's kind of helped each other out through
the
years.
That's funny.
And that was an interesting experience,
right?
So kind of helped everything gather around, and then from there with Pat, I just went to do like the South by Southwest and a lot of things with him, and he offered to get us on the label with the other bands.
Hell yeah, man, that's great. That's really cool. And you said that you guys are going to be having a CD coming out hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah, it should be by the end of the year. I'm hoping probably in September to get in and record.
Cool, man, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. If you don't mind me asking, how long would you say it takes the full like start to end process for making an album? How much studio time do you guys put in there?
This is a good one right here.
Yeah.
The Age of Uncertainty album right there.
Right, okay.
Took us 9 hours.
It took you 9 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's including any... I don't know how many... we didn't do a lot of overdubs, but that's vocals and everything.
It was 9 hours in one day. We went in there, we did it live, exactly, and we just fixed the vocals, and then I went there a couple days later, and we mixed it, and that was done.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we were on a really tight budget, so we had no choice.
We also worked with a major professional. I mean, he was beyond anything I've ever seen.
Like, yeah, the guy that recorded. Wow. You know, I asked to do it live, like kind of old style. You know, just go in there and sink or swim.
Right.
It was kind of a test thing. You know?
Totally.
And the guy that we worked with is Earl Mankey. He's a kind of a legendary producer. He's done from Beach Boys to Ramones.
Wow. That's
Elton
crazy.
John.
Yeah,
he's done a lot of
guys.
Wow. He's pretty awesome. He was a part of that late 70s, 80s band, The Sparks.
Okay.
And he did also the Concrete Blonde albums.
Okay.
He's pretty well known. If you look him up on Wikipedia, there's just a list of a major, major artist. And he's, you know, super cool. He's also on the label as well.
Oh, that's great, man. That's really cool. So with his support and his he obviously, like, he gave you guys some pointers and stuff and was like,
yeah.
You know, yeah? That's great, man. Yeah. That's cool. So this one took you 9 hours.
Yeah, we just busted out.
Damn, that's crazy, man. That's a lot of studio time. And how long did what's the name of
That one's just...
Just 747?
Yeah.
That's cool. So this is your first album?
No, actually, the very first one is called Nothing Heavy.
Okay.
That's the one that's only on digital.
Oh, word.
Right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. How long did 747 take you to...
That one probably like a week because the guy that we did it with had real bad carpal tunnel and he would do a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
But he did an awesome job as far as the sound quality is really, really nice. His name is Daniel Overberger. He's also plays with the band The Deep End right now.
Oh, that's cool.
And he does some of his own stuff. He has a Dharma Gypsies. Great, great guitar player.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
That's great. That's really cool, guys. That's really fucking cool. So let's see. If you could say, in one, not one word, ice cream. No. If you could say in one word, no, I'm just fucking, if you guys could tell me, like, what in, not the inspiration that you guys get from, like, oh, Elton John or, I'm sorry, Elvis or, you know, Black Flag, but, like, what kind of things do you take out of your experiences from life? Every musician, you know, they have their, it's like almost like a release. It's like therapy, you know, like you have something going on in your life or, you know, something's on your mind and the first thing you do is, you know, you pick up a guitar, you know, start jotting stuff down onto paper, and soon enough you feel better, you know, and that's your inspiration. Then something from that comes, so you have a creation, you have something beautiful that you have made. So my question for you guys is, what life experiences kind of inspire you to create the music that you do?
I think anything you do in life is, if you're a musician, you're getting inspiration from anything you do, you
Absolutely.
Know, I mean,
Absolutely.
Whether it be, I mean, obviously throughout the years, relationships or...
Right.
You know, job issues or any of that stuff that, you know, could either make you smile or piss you off. I think you take something from all that and you bring it in because that's how you release it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's your way of getting it out there without, you know, going crazy.
Totally, man.
Yeah, there's a bit of pain and pleasure in just about everything you do, you know, and you just
absolutely
you harness it.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Actually, ironically enough, last Sunday show, I was talking about how I got in, like, you know, some stupid shit, whatever, and, like, everyone's mad, you know, everyone's mad at each other, angry, and, like, this whole thing goes down, and it's just my own personal experience, you know what I mean? And what I did is, like, afterwards, I was, like, I was really emotionally distraught from everything that had gone on. So I'm a musician. I rap. I do hip-hop and kind of like reggae kind of style music. And so what I did, I just like walked outside and like I was fucking stressing, man, like the whole just all in my head, just kind of really clouded consciousness. And I just started to write some shit down. Soon enough, like, you know, a few hours later, I had one of the greatest things I've ever written down, you know. And you look back at it and now when I'm trying to finish it, you know, I'm like not in that angry state. I'm like super peaceful and like everything's good. Like I'm having a hard time getting back on that vibe of the song. You know what I mean? I'm having a difficult time because it's all like really deep and shit, you know, all this like blah, blah, blah. And now I'm all stoked and happy and I'm like, well, what the fuck do I talk about now?
Yeah, yeah. you gotta finish it because it, you know, once that feeling and when that thought is gone, it's hard to get it back.
It totally is, man. I just
short of getting yourself pissed off again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, so it's always good to just write any thought you have down in the end. You
totally, can... man. I'll hand Josh an airsoft gun. Be like, shoot me. Shoot me, man.
Oh, yeah. Paintballs work better.
Yeah.
Paintballs work better.
But you can always look at the bruise.
Yeah, there you go. No
that
lies.
If it doesn't work, just resort to darts.
You'll always remember that hurt.
Oh, man. Have you guys, quick side note, do you guys ever watch the show 1,000 Ways to Die on Spike TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Have you seen that one? Dude, that just made me think. So this one guy, he worked as like an explosives director or whatever. Like you know, blew fucking the ground up. Anyway, he stuck dynamite in the ground and blew it up so he could get to like coals and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, it was one day after work, And he had no cash on him. He had no money, but he wanted to get a drink from the bar. So he was like this fat guy, I guess. And he was like, I'll draw a target, a lipstick target, like some girl getting lipstick, on my belly. And you guys can throw darts at me if you buy me shots. Like, for every dart you throw, you have to buy me a shot. So get right.
Like, what? I don't even want to know where this is going.
All right, so this guy, keep in mind the demolition has to do with it. I promise. So this guy like takes his shirt off. They draw the target on him and they start throwing darts at him. So they throw a dart. He takes it out. He's like, oh, he gets a shot. Like three darts in, four darts in, like. He started to get drunk, right? And like every dart that they would throw, he'd take a shot, right? I think it was like probably the fifth or sixth dart in. Somebody threw a dart at him. He fell back. Like it was like it hurt really bad or like something. He fell back, but he still had a dynamite stick in his back pocket from his work earlier that day. He forgot that there was a dynamite stick in his back pocket and he fell down and like he was this fat guy. So like the collapse blew it up, dude.
it could have gone another bad way. He could have gotten drunk, bent over, and had him thrown at his ass.
That's
that would have been a bad night. He would have been dead in the morning.
Wow, yeah, that's funny, man. Yeah, no, that just that made me think of
talk about going out with a bang.
Actually, I think that was like one of the captions, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny, man. Well, let's see. Do you guys want to talk about a fatal mistake? No. I was playing.
Sure.
Yeah? Do you guys
No. Ironically.
No.
Well, you know, yeah, we'll talk about fatal mistake. One night, Tino was at a bar, and he wanted shots, so he had people throwing darts.
Yeah, fatal mistake, just so the listeners know, that's one of their songs. It's up on Reverb Nation. Do you guys want me to play an MP3 or do you want to do a live set? It's up to you.
Well, we can do a live one of them.
Cool, man. Let's do it.
Why, you don't think you can?
I think I can, but we didn't.
You put.
Maybe you should have darts out.
Yeah, let's get
How
the darts out.
How dare you, Dave? I'm going to break this guitar.
That's
pull
funny.
Some of that Oasis stuff on me.
Yeah.
that's one of our favorites, I'd say.
Oh, Fatal Mistake?
Yeah, that's one of those songs where it's just, you know, you get in, you know, you're friends with people. It's just one of those things where you get in close with somebody and they just burn you.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's like one of those, like, you know.
Absolutely, man.
One that you got to write all those words down, dude. You're fucked in the end.
I feel that, man.
But yeah, Fatal Mistake, it's one of the good ones.
Absolutely. Are you guys going to play that right now? Is that the one you're doing? Or
we can do that.
Yeah? All right, guys. Once again, 747. We got him in the Vibration Studio. This is Fatal Mistake. Check it out.
Hold on one second, Luke. You're going to need to bring your mic down so you can hear the guitar.
There we go. That's perfect. All right, guys, that was a warm-up.
Down a little bit more there, man. Thank you.
Nice, perfect.
I can hear a damn thing you're doing.
Here we go.
I saw the devil and I started to burn. I called you friend and I got nothing in return. Gold on it, carrot that you dangle from afar. So full of bullshit, you don't know who you are. You make a bunch of many faces. You worthless clown, you watchable man. I don't want anything from you. I made you my fatal mistake. You're putting my friends right under your spell. I should have known it when their heads began to swell. Gold on it, carrot that you dangle from afar. so full of bullshit you don't know who you are. She make a bunch of many faces. You worthless land, you washboat man. I don't want anything from you. I made you my bit of mistake. And that's the boy. A tale, love the Judas 3. You could kick me down, but you never bury me. Take what we had and try to twist it about. Else coming to breakfast and I'm knocking you out. Teen make a bunch of many faces. You worthless clown, you watch about man. Ooh, I don't want anything from you. I made you my bit of mistake.
Woo!
Fatal mistake.
Yeah,
fatal mistake.
Fatal mistake.
7:47. You know what's a fatal mistake? Not listening to that song.
Oh, that's
straight
a good
up.
One. That's a good one.
Now
we're
I see.
In the deep end.
I do see why you guys have 54,000 fans on your Reverb Nation. That's why, guys. Simply because it's good music. Not to mention, also, I see that you guys have had media. You guys have had a little media coming your way. You got Rock Talk Magazine that talked about you guys. All Access Magazine. This Month in Music, Malibu Magazine. That's great, guys. That's fucking awesome.
Malibu.
This is, you know, that's definitely a great... great press to have, and everything that all these, you know, magazines have to say. It's like a breath of fresh air. It tastes like Christmas. Had to come early. This CD is the real deal, rock and roll. And this band, you know, it's all good, man. It's all good feedback because you guys are fucking great musicians. It's true, and I really appreciate you guys coming in the studio.
That's nice.
And playing your music. It's just, it's really good stuff. And I do have to say that it is a breath of fresh air because there's so much like,
garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
Totally, man. It's the same shit over and over again. You know, it's the same, like, it's the same four chords. This, you know, like, dun dun, dun dun. So it's like Beverly Hills, like the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, no, but you guys definitely put your own spin to it, and you definitely hit the harmonies, and you guys are great. You guys are really good.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. For one last time, if you guys want to tell listeners where they can get in contact with you,
You can get in contact with me or Daniel through the Reverb Nation.
Great.
Great. Also, you can just email 747@yahoo.com.
Okay.
I believe.
Also, if you're on Facebook, there's a 747 on there. You can contact us through.
There is a 747 Facebook.
Yes.
Cool, man. That's super cool. It's always, always good to broadcast your Facebook out there. It's a Facebook, man, just fucking ruling the world.
It blew up, huh?
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, about that is that there is actually two on Facebook. There was a problem where my original Facebook was commandeered.
You got
by
locked
my,
out.
Yeah, it was commandeered by my ex-wife.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a whole other show,
man. We're going to have to change it to the official 747.
yeah. You live, you learn.
That's funny, man.
Wow. That's why my ex never had access to it.
That's funny, man. Yeah, that. So, how long have you guys? You guys have been on Facebook for a while, I take it. You've had your
yeah. It's a few years now.
Nice, very cool. I actually, I empathize with you guys. I not too long ago, about a few months ago, I just started up for the first time my first music Facebook, and man, you really have to like put your shit out there for people to like it. It's like
I liked it, David. I liked
thanks,
it.
Bro. Josh is the man. No, dude, it's
I'm
been like
I'm gonna go looking.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, man.
I won't.
David, yeah. Fuck you, Daniel. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding, man.
You know, it is a pain in the ass, and, yeah. and those setup and sites are so geared.
I'm just at messing it,
you
know? With you, bro.
They always want people to pour their money into it and stuff. Totally. And it's really hard, and it's meant for a tool, but. Who has that kind of money?
Right.
You know?
Oh, totally, man.
They don't make it easy.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. And I swear, dude, every day on, you know, my personal Facebook, I'm like, oh, hey, guys, you should like Davy Crockett. And, like, fuck. People, you know what's funny? It's like my friends and shit, they'll like the link I post. They'll like my, like, status or whatever.
They won't like
but they site. Won't like the page.
Should put on there, side note. Seriously, like the site.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like ours. Ours will like everything, but they hate, they like to talk shit more.
Yeah.
You know, even better.
Everyone is invincible on the internet, apparently.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're invincible.
Bueno.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm going to talk shit about you. But if I were in person, I'd run away like a scared little dog.
That's funny, man.
Internet makes you very big man.
Oh, it does, yes. Dude. It does. You're a big man
I'm
behind a computer
feet tall.
Screen. Yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's funny, guys. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to close out the show with one last 747 song. Do you guys want one more drink? Calvareras. Or receive a wrecking ball.
I mean, we could do Calaveras is a good song. Depends on what you're looking for.
Cool, man. Just what's up?
Are you looking for a rocker or
yeah,
kind of a swing type
or,
of tune?
I mean,
oh, dude, let's anything you
know,
guys
let's
want.
Let's go with Calaveras.
Yeah.
Line. What?
Do you remember that line?
No. He's gonna put it
all
on.
All right,
now.
All right. Calaveras is a good one.
Calaveras. 747, guys. Thanks. This is the last taste.
I'm
of...
very, very excited, David. I'm very excited.
Very excited for Calaveras.
Very excited.
I'm in Barcelona from Calaveras. All right, guys. This is the last hit of 747 on the Vibration Station, Calaveras. Check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. What an amazing song that was.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. Once again, guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got my co-host, Josh.
Thank you so much.
My brother, 747. I want to thank you guys so very much for coming out and having a good time in the studio.
Awesome. You guys were amazing.
Thanks a lot, Dave and Josh. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Please check them out. Reverb Nation, 747. Check them out on Facebook.
And you can check us out on the 25th of August over at Silly's Cocktails right there on Roscoe, 20160 Roscoe Boulevard in Winneka.
There you go, guys. Once again, the Vibration Station sends you unconditional love, light, happiness, and laughter on this beautiful Sunday. We send you blessings, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and sing.